From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An unusual turn of events at this weekend's Conservative Political Action Conference just outside Washington. CPAC is not the place to find supporters of Democratic presidential candidates like Hillary Clinton, but many Republican activists appear to find her preferable to their party's front-running candidate. Hillary Clinton, for her many, many, many flaws, according to one attendee, is a mature adult with government experience, the attendee said, while proclaiming Trump too dangerous to be president and saying that if it's him versus Hillary, he may not vote. The Republican frontrunner canceled his CPAC appearance set for today, choosing instead to hold a campaign rally in Kansas, one of five U.S. states and one territory holding primaries and caucuses this weekend. The other candidates have each spoken, followed by a question and answer period with a journalist chosen by CPAC. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Spokesperson Melissa Fleming says the camps are becoming overcrowded in all the host countries.
We're providing supplies, tents and blankets, and we're also providing advice. We're providing with UNICEF spaces where children can go. We're very concerned about families being separated. People are traumatized.
Burundians began fleeing the country almost a year ago after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term, which he then won. Turkish police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters resisting a takeover of the country's biggest newspaper, seized by authorities in a crackdown on opposition media and a leader, opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in exile in the U.S. Some 500 protesters confronted today. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is proposing a plan to help resolve Europe's refugee crisis. The move comes ahead of a European Union ministerial meeting with Turkey in Brussels next week. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the situation could be largely resolved if European nations would implement a plan they agreed to last year for the fair and equitable relocation of refugees. Fleming says most of the countries are unwilling to face up to their responsibilities, as only 603 people have been relocated.
It's not fair that Greece and Italy have to take on all of the people who are arriving and all that that entails. And it's not fair that Austria, Germany, and Sweden, for on behalf of all of Europe, have to take the burden of all the refugees who are arriving.
The UNHCR is proposing a six-part plan to EU member states to manage and stabilize the refugee situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior Afghan diplomat says he remains optimistic that peace talks with the Taliban will start within days. Afghan's ambassador to Pakistan, Hazrat Omar Zakhilwal, tells VOA there's a lot happening in the background to get the talks underway. Meantime, residents of Cameroon's capital, Yaounde, are panicking after the leak of a confidential letter from the country's defense minister stating Boko Haram terrorists had arrived in the city. Moki Edwin Kenzika reports from Yaounde.
The letter called for vigilance and additional deployment of troops to ministerial buildings and public areas such as markets, churches and schools. Cameroon's Defense Minister Joseph Beti Asomo issued a confidential letter urging the military to stop a possible terrorist attack in the capital and called for vigilance and additional deployment of troops to ministerial buildings and public areas such as markets, churches and schools. Diplomatic missions, including the U.S. Embassy in Yaounde, have urged expatriates to exercise caution. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaounde.
The United States has deployed an aircraft carrier and several escorts to the South China Sea in an apparent show of force to China. China claims almost the entire South China Sea. The U.S. has accused Beijing of militarizing the region as it tries to contest territorial claims by other nations. The Philippines government says it has impounded a North Korean cargo ship in response to the new U.N. sanctions that went into effect this past week, requiring inspections of all North Korean vessels in foreign ports. The boat sailed into Subic Bay on Thursday, where inspectors said they found no suspicious cargo, but a number of safety violations that must be corrected before the ship can leave port. The ship had come from an Indonesian port and was headed next to China. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.